Tonight is Monday, May 12th, or 13th day of the month of Iyar. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Moed Cut, the bottom of Beis Amud Aleph. Okay, Rabotai. We are on towards the bottom of the Beis Amud Aleph, and hopefully we'll complete this little unit about watering and move on to something else, which is a little more challenging. The Gemara looked to identify who the author of our Mishnah was. It could not have been Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir in the Braisa disagrees fundamentally with the principle of the Mishnah. The principle of the Mishnah was predicated upon the fact that in order to allow an activity on Chol HaShamoed, there has to be financial loss, not the potential for gain. Chachamim did not allow what's called harvacha, an opportunity to make money. And even if you lose an opportunity to make money, that is not going to be allowed in Chol HaShamoed. Only if the activity done will cause irreparable financial loss, they will allow it. Plus, if the activity, which they are going to consider, does not have a lot of tircha, then they will allow it. But if there is a lot of tircha involved, even if it will lead to financial loss, they will not allow it. So they were looking for the author of this particular statement, and in the first wide line, we came across Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So look at the first wide line, second wide line. First the Gemara suggested that it was Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Gemara rejected that. So now the Gemara is continuing. Elamar Papa Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. The son who learned in the Braisa. Ma'ayan Hayotzi Betchila, a spring that is flowing for the very first time. Remember, Ma'ayan Hatchila means it's flowing for the first time. Mashkin Mimenu Afilu Sde Haba'al. You are permitted to water even a field that gets plenty of rainwater. Plenty of rainwater. Stay haba. And plenty of other ways of getting it water. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir is the ultimate mekil in that regard. He allows anything, even if it's going to be not to avoid financial loss. Because in a base habal, if you don't water it, it's not going to be financial loss based on the fact that the rainwater will come. It's not exclusively fed by a spring. So, and he allows it. So Rabbi Meir, who makes this statement, can't be the author of our Mishnah. Because our Mishnah said, we only allow you to mashkin beis hashalachin. Only beis hashalachin. That's the field that gets its water exclusively from what? From the spring. Rabbi Huda Omer, Ein Mashkin Elastei Beis Hashalchin Shercharva. You only allowed to water a field of Beis Hashalchin, which was Charev. The Gemara will explain Charev in a little later. So this opinion, Rabbi Huda, seems to fit our Mishnah. He only allows Beis Hashalchin, which is exactly what our Mishnah says. Why do we allow Beis Hashalchin? Because if you don't allow you to water a field which gets its water only from the spring, if you don't allow it to water it, what's going to happen? It's going to, the fruits will dry out, and that'll be it. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Lokach Velokach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the biggest machmir of them all. Lokach Velokach. Namely, not only can you not engage in not being mashke, a stay habal, you cannot even be mashke, a what? A base hashalachin on Chol HaShamoed. He doesn't allow anything. He is the biggest machmer yet. Furthermore, says the Braisa, Yeser Al-Kain Amar Rabbi Huda. Yeser Al-Kain Amar Rabbi Huda. Just hold on one second. Just a comment about Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. If you look in our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari is cited only once in the Mishnah, line 5 of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azari Omer, Ein Osin Es Ha'ama B'Tchila B'Moeh. An Ama is an irrigation canal. You're not permitted to dig out an irrigation canal initially. So if you see that, in light of the couple of shiurim that we've had on Mayat Katan, if he tells you you're not allowed to do to A, what would you conclude, what would you think Rabbi Elazar ben Azai would say about the other activities in the Mishnah? Which did not demand that you make a complete irrigation ditch. But what does it mean? What is the other cases of the Mishnah?
Can't start anything.
What?
Can't start anything.
But if there is a mayan that's been flowing already, and all you have to do is redirect it or something, or get rid of a stone, he would allow you to do that. And yet, in the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Lo kach v'lo kach, says the Tosis HaRosh, even though it is unusual, that when you have somebody who's not quoted in the Mishnah, and you find a dissenting opinion in the Braisa, that happens 6,800 times. We're full of Gemaras, where the Mishnah says one thing, and a Braisa comes in, but there's another opinion. That happens thousands of times. But where the name of the opinion, where the Tana appears in the Mishnah as making a statement that is relevant to this case, and he does not elaborate any further, and he makes only statement A, we could easily surmise that he agrees with all of the other discussions that have permitted it, and yet here it doesn't. Says the Tosis HaRosh, don't be shocked. Even though Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah does not appear in the Mishnah saying it's prohibited, we rely on the Braisa to complement and fill in that which is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion. Why didn't the Mishnah quote him in toto? It's a good kasha. When you see Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, you'll ask it. But the Tosis HaRosh says it's not the only time that this has happened. It's hard to come up with other... I wish he had given a couple of other illustrations. But usually... that's not the case. Usually a Braisa only quotes a case where a Tana is omitted in the Mishnah. And the Braisa comes to tell you, he agrees, he disagrees, he explains, alters, whatever it is. Here it's a little unusual, so I'm just telling you that the Tosis HaRosh, so when you're standing online in Glad Express and somebody asks you, is this such a phenomenon? Yeah, Tosis HaRosh says, right here, in my cut. Continues the price. Yes, sir, Al Kain Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Even more than what Rabbi Yehuda stated up until now in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda goes ahead and says something else. In addition to what he said, Lo yifane Adam Amas Hamayim v'yashke l'ginaso ul'churvaso v'cholo shomoe. Lo yifane Adam Amas Hamayim. What is lo yifane adam amas hamayim mean? So there is a debate about that. There is a debate. One opinion is that it means the irrigation canal is not in the exact area where you need it. You need the left side of the field watered, right? The right side was watered before Yantif. Now you need the left side water. But the irrigation ditch has to be adjusted. So now, says Rabbi Yehuda, not only do I not allow you to what? To open up the faucet and allow the just to trickle in, which is no effort whatsoever, even if it needs the water desperately, to allow you to engage in such tircha that you have to redirect the amas hamayim, that Rabbi Yehuda will not allow. That's how many Rishonim understand the word lo yifaneh. You shall not redirect lo yifaneh amas hamayim v'yashke l'ginaso l'rchavaso b'cholo shomoeh. What the word churva means, the Gemara said, it will explain in the next couple of seconds. However, not everybody agrees with this. The Ravid learns lo yifaneh coming from lifanot, which means to what? To remove what happened. You don't have to redirect anything. But there is tons of rocks or dirt blocking this irrigation canal, and it would have gone exactly where you wanted to go. All you got to do is clear out the debris. Says Rabbi Yehuda, I think that's too much tircha as well, and I'm not going to allow you to do that on Yom Tov. That's the second way of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. So in addition to Rabbi Yehuda stating before, that the only time that I allow you to water anything is if it's a Beis HaShalachin, but if it's a Sdei HaBaal, I don't. Even if it's a Beis HaShalachin, I do not allow you if you have to engage in exerted effort, either by redirecting or by clearing out the rocks. That's how 99% of all Rishonim learn this statement of Rabbi Yehuda. Except Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "V'yashke bebeit habal kamayri." But Rashi says, "Lo yifane adam asam v'yashke l'ginaso." Rashi had a little different girsa. "Esasada kula bebeis habal kamayri." And everybody asks the question, what question would you ask on Rashi? I already set up the man. What's the question?
You're never allowed to do anything for rain.
What?
For
2 seconds ago, Rabbi Yehuda just said, what do I allow you to do? I only allow you to do the Beit HaShalach. What do I allow you to do the Beit HaShalach? Lahashkot. I allow you to do Beit HaShalach. Meaning, the irrigation ditch doesn't need any repair whatsoever. But, it's, you know, the irrigation ditch doesn't, you don't have the water open all the time. You have to open and shut the dam when you have to water it. So you pick up the block, and then it flows, no problem. He allows you to do that for a Beis HaShalach. That's what it says. So now all of a sudden I need a Rabbi Yehuda to tell me, you know what? I'm not going to allow you to create a new irrigation ditch for a Sdei HaBaal. Not pitom that I would even think that you're allowed to do anything for a Sdei HaBaal. And that's why literally every Rishon asks the exact same kasha on Rashi. And all other Rishonim say, the Yeser Al-Kain Amar Rabbi Yehuda is referring to the Shalachin, and it's built as an additional Chumrah upon the leniency which he just stated 5 seconds ago. But to claim that Rabbi Yehuda is coming up with another Chumrah upon a Chumrah, what do I need to say for? Without it, I would have figured this out myself. And I have not found a good defense of Rashi. Everybody just says Vikashali, Vitzorach Iyun, and end the discussion against Rashi. Ask the Gemara, my Chorva, what exactly did it mean in Rabbi Yehuda's statement, Ein Mashkin Elos Dei Beis HaShalachim Shechorva? Shechorva. What exactly does that mean? Answers the Gemara, Ilema Chareva Mamish. If it means that it's totally destroyed, namely what? Nothing is growing. Well, if it's totally nothing growing, why does anybody want to water something that nothing is growing? There is no financial loss not to water something that is not growing. The whole concern is that if something is growing and not going to be fed and watered, it will suffer a loss. But if nothing's growing in the first place, then why would I allow you to water anything? Well, just to water a field? They're not going to allow you to do that. Ile mecharva mamish is lamile demashkila. Why would I be watering a field that is not growing anything? It's an absolute waste of time, which of course we will not allow. Amar Abaye, says Abaye, I'll retranslate what the word charva means. Shecharva mimayon zeh, v'yotzala mimayon acher. Take a look at Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. Shechorva mimayin zeh v'yotzah l'mayin acher. Shechorev ma'ayana shirigilun lishtos mimen. The regular spring, which used to feed and water this field, is stopped. Kevan shirigila lishtos. Since what? Since this field is accustomed to drinking water, normally it is fed. Ilo mashkilo achshav. If I am not going to what? Water it now. Isleip seidi yaserta. There's going to be enormous financial loss because it is worse to interrupt the what? The water, if it starts watering and then it starts growing and then you stop, it's much worse. We find a parallel, if you remember, in Maseches Tanis, that sometimes no rain is a terrible klala, but worse rain is when it starts to rain and what? And then it stops. Worse is the stops. Because I don't know why it's worse, but the Gemara happens to say it is worse.
Then you start to plant something.
What? Then you can start to plant something, exactly.
You plant it and then it can't grow. You've invested all that time in growing it and now it's
good, good. Afilu hachi, lo shari re Rabbi Yehuda, ela shiyami ma'ayan shiyatzola. I only allow you to water from a spring that has already produced. The lav tirchahi. Avol mei gishamim umei kilon the tirchahu lo shari afilu lebeis hashalachin. But if there is no what, if there is no spring available to replace the old one that what, that was working and dried up, then I am very sorry. There's nothing you can do about it, because to carry rainwater or to drag water from the well, that's much too much tircha, and Rabbi Yehuda will not allow such a thing on Chalosh HaMoed. So therefore, what the word means, charva, means charva mimayin zeh, and it had already started, and now the new one is starting, I will allow you to continue to water it on Chalosh HaMoed. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, no, lokach velokach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is now commenting and being more machmir than Rabbi Yehuda. Loishna charev mayana, veloishna lo charev mayana. It makes no difference whether what the original well was charev or the original well was not charev. What do I allow? Mayan shiyatze betchila lo. If the spring and the canal root is just starting now, I am never going to allow it. Never. Why? Because what am I afraid of? That it's going to collapse. Since it's a new canal, that's what's called Mayan Shiyatza Betchila, just started flowing recently, I'm not going to allow. Ask the Gemara, Umimai. How do I know that this is indeed the Pshat? Mimai. Dilma at kan lo kamal Rabbi Yehuda beis hashalachin in beis habalo elo Mayan Shiyatza Betchila. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda says that he only allows a Beis HaShalachin, does not allow Beis HaBaal. Only, where is that distinction? Only by a Mayan Shiyatza B'tchila. Dilma Asil in Pule. Avo Mayan Shelo Yatza B'tchila. Dilma Asil in Pule. But if you have a spring and a canal that have been flowing for weeks and weeks on end, maybe I will allow you to use that to water the field on Chalosh HaMoed because there is no concern that it's going to collapse. It has already a good history. Afilu beis haba'al nami. Then I should even allow you to what? To water a field which is not exclusively dependent upon what? The spring. Even if it can get its support from rainwater as well. Answers the Gemara. Imkein. If you're going to come to that conclusion about Rabbi Yehuda, Masnisin Aman Tarmia. Who will our Mishnah work according to? We will not have found any Tana in a Brisa that can ultimately match the description of our Mishnah. What did the description of our Mishnah say? I only allow you to water what? A Beis HaShalachim. Hence, it is impossible to entertain the conclusion that Rabbi Yehuda distinguishes between Mayan Shiyatza B'tchila. There he will distinguish between Shalachan and Beis Abal. But if it's Lo Yatza B'tchila, he will make no distinction. If that were to be the case of Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah would have no authoring statement. Hence, I must come to the conclusion that Rabbi Yehuda never distinguishes between Yatza B'tchila and Lo Yatza B'tchila, and he's got a consistent rule. Beis HaShalachin, yes. Beis HaBa'al, no. Ela L'Rabbi Yehuda. Lo Yishna Mayin Shiyatza B'tchila, the Lo Yishna Mayin Shilo Yatza B'tchila. Beis HaShalachin, in Beis HaBa'al, no. Just give me one second. If that's the case, V'hai Dekatani Mayin Shiyatza B'tchila, if that's the case, that Rabbi Yehuda makes no distinction between a well and what? Between a well and what? Between a well and what? Between, what? Yatza T'chila. Why is it that Rabbi Yehuda's words, his words in the Brisa itself, look back at line 2 of the previous line. Look back, look line 2, the second wide line, on the bottom of Peis Amid Aleph. Look back at it. What does the Sanya? Mayan Hayotzi B'tchila. Why do you only quote the case of Mayan Hayotzi B'tchila? According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it's not a Ma'ayan Hayotzi B'tchila, Rabbi Yehuda sticks to his gardens. Answers the Gemara. V'hai diktani, Mayan Shiyatzi B'tchila, Lehodiacha Koichai de Rabbi Meir. Why do I illustrate the case about a canal that has not been used frequently, Yatza B'tchila? Not to limit the what, the prohibition of Rabbi Yehuda, only to when it's Yatza B'tchila, but to show you how makil Rabbi Meir is. The afilu mayan hayotze b'tchila, mashkin mimenu afilu stei haba. In order to highlight the gap and the enormity of Rabbi Meir's leniency. Rabbi Meir says, you are allowed to water all fields on Chol HaShemoed, whether they get their primary source of water from where? From the spring and the canal, or they get their source of water from the rain, you're allowed to water all of them. Even if it is, what? A spring and a canal that has just been formed recently. So it's not that Rabbi Yehuda only argues in this case. Rabbi Yehuda argues in both cases. So why do I list this case as the point of departure, the point of debate? To let you know how Rabbi Yehuda is mekil. Why, says Tosfos? Because koyach dehetera adif. Koyach dehetera adif. Because it is always better to what? To highlight the more lenient opinion than it is the stricter opinion. So says Tosfos. Koichai de Rabbi Meir de Mekel, the imtoimar velistei sheliyatzu b'tchila lo yach koichai de Rabbi Yehuda machmer. Asks Tosfos, we should have done the opposite. We could have listed the debate between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda only in a spring that is what? That has been going for what? For a long time. Has been going for 40 years. And even then, what does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to water? Only a Beit HaShalach. So in which case, if I had selected that case, it would have highlighted the stringency of Rabbi Yehuda. Says Tosfos, why do I choose to highlight a case with Rabbi Meir's leniency versus Rabbi Yehuda's stringency? Because koyach dehetera adif.
Maybe that's why Rashi set it all up in Beis HaBa'al.
Okay, but the problem was the sequence of events. The yeser al kain. The yeser al kain. Once Rabbi Yehuda said A, and B is perfectly understood, what is he saying? Yeser al kain. That expression seems to be an additional, that's not an additional kula.
It's additional kula from the point of perspective of a mayor.
What?
It's an additional kula on the point of a mayor.
But he's quoting a chumrah. Yes, again, Amar Rabbi Yehuda.
I understand.
Amar Rabbi Yehuda.
But yeah, the Gemara has an implied conversation.
Okay, it's yeah.
I mean, as the Gemara discusses the Chulba, brings, I guess, the Gemara, and then brings up Abayim,
right?
And then so when it seems like it goes first Amoraim and then Tana. I mean,
like, no, first of course, he's the Tana.
Yeah. So why don't bring him just?
Because we don't know what he meant. He just says, lokach velokach. We don't know what he meant. So Abaye now has to explain what he had in mind. Lokach hareva, velokach lochareva. That's Abaye's interpretation. It's always like that. The Tana is, you know, short, succinct, and expects you to know what he's talking about.
How often do you see Abaye quoted without Rava arguing with him?
Probably a couple of thousand times.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, I wanted to just show you two or three comments about the halacha of Kayach Dehetera Aviv. Because, according to many, it is misunderstood. Misunderstood. It's quoted in a variety of Gemaras. And what I want you to do, to look at, is the first thing is where it says on the top, Shut Melamed Lahoros. On the top of the page, it says page 5 out of 6. I bracketed the relevant lines. And here he makes a powerful statement.
What?
The Melamed Lahoros, I'm not 100% sure. I tried to look up today on the Bar Ilan, and all it does is give me the tochen of what he says, but and it doesn't give me the first page of the book. It only has, you know, the tochen. Okay, so, you know, like, so it's it. You know, it's, he quotes this. That's easy to find. But I was looking to see who is he. I don't know who he is. Umashinosnin, umasha omru chazal beitz a beitz amid beitz koyach de hetera adiv ein hakavana sheyesh la haadif lifsok. Halachan commanded Mekel. The intention is not to teach us and indicate that you always have to paskin like whom? Like the more lenient the pension. The ka'asher nitalim b'mei mazu kale hadas. Like people who are not very intelligent happen to think that you always have to paskin the kula based on this phrase, what? Kayaf de heteron. Birom. Biram hakavana mivu eres berashi sham vizelu shono tov lo lahashmi enu koach divrei hamatir shehu somech al shmuato ve'eno yorei lahatir. Anybody who is going to be mekil has to be very certain that what, that he is right. And it's going to have to defend his psak. Aval koach ha'osrim eina ra'ayan. But the fact that somebody's machmir does not mean that he necessarily thought through his position terribly well. Why? Shehakol yochel yecholim la'machmir. Anybody can be machmir. V'afilu b'davar hamut. Even if something is absolutely permissible. V'hainu. The kevon shedarko shel hatana lahashmienu es hachidush hagadol biyoser. Since the Tana's policy is to let you know, inform us of the greatest chidush possible, lachein darko lahashmia es daato shel hamatir. He'd rather emphasize the opinion of the matir, kis beheter yesh chidush yoser. Shaharei Tzorich Lavi Raya Lidvarav. If you want to be a Mekel, people are going to say, why are you being Mekel? So you have to have proof. Burden. The burden of proof is upon you. Avali Sura Yochol Adam Lahachmir Alav Below Tam. To be a Machmir, just say it's Machmir. I want to be taking Chumrah. Why you want to be Machmir? I have no idea. So it does not Ukimay Shikasvu Sham. And Tosfos says that. Uke'ein ze mevur b'shas k'subis. Listen to this. The Gemara says, Umi'ika hora'a le'isur. Does the concept of hora'a really apply for what? For a davar asur. Says Rashi. Chayrish Rashi. Umikari isur hora'ah. Does, would you call that to be machmir to say it's asur a hora'ah? Mishum de kol adam rishoi lahachmir. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can be machmir. The ha'oser ein ze smichas dvarim. Sha'afilu min hasafik she'ein halacha berura lo hu ba'oser. Even if the halacha is not 100% clear to him, to play it safe, what do? You machmir. Aber hamatir somech al shmuaso o somech o svarat chachmaso vehi hayra'ah. That's called a psak. That's called a psak. I remember when I had Rabbi Weiss for Yoredeya. So Rabbi Weiss used to say, here's what happened. Somebody, there was in the cafeteria, somebody took a fleishik spoon, and it was a milchik meal, and he put it into dairy, whatever it was. So the kid saw a kid from the smicha, is in Rabbi Weiss' chair, and he asked, what do you think the halacha is? He's told it's an easy question. Was the knife, spoon used, the fork used the last 24 hours? Yeah, the regular things. Apparently, Rabbi Weiss got wind of it that this guy paskened the halacha and he blasted him. Why? You don't have any hora'ah. You didn't get smicha yet. You have no right. That's not, you want to be machmir, you can be machmir all you want. But to be a matir, you need the right to be a moira hora'ah. And until you pass my class, you can't be a moira hora'ah, said Rabbi Weiss. Of course, there were several ways to pass his class. If you drove him home to his apartment, you automatically got much better grades on the exam. On the exam. Yeah. He was a tremendous Talmud, Rabbi White. Tremendous Talmud.
What was his first name?
His name was Red Weiss. They used to call him Red Weiss. He had an MA in physics. He was a brilliant guy. He was born in America, but he went back to Europe to learn, and he made believe he never spoke English properly, but he got an MA in physics. He was the Rav of Maria congregation. After Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he was the Rav of Maria for many, many years. Many years. And he taught Yoredeya every single year. I couldn't understand how this guy didn't get bored of teaching the same thing for 40 years. Exact same thing.
So in this case, Rabbi Meir, he has this call, but it doesn't seem like the Gemara brings the reason why.
It doesn't.
How does it defend himself?
Correct. He doesn't. But if Rabbi Meir is the more, if he were here in the Beis Medrash, the burden would be on him to explain why he's going to be Meikel. That's what he's saying. The whole point is saying that Kayach the Teradav doesn't mean that the halacha is like the Meikel all the time. The halacha could very well be like Rabbi Huda, against Rabbi Meir. But the kayak there is other because it's usually we're grounded in something which required much more thought and development. That's point number one. Point number two, if you flip the page, there is an incredible slach that is quoted by a variety of achrayim. And I bracketed the relevant lines for you. Many have emulated and quoted the slach. Umizenira, the hard the amrin and koyach the hetera adiv, hainu beisa da oraisa. The halacha of koyach the hetera adiv says that tzlach is only when you're dealing with isure da oraisa. Avo beisa de rabbana, disfeko lekula, adaraba, koyach the isura adiv. Koach the Isura Adiv. Why is that? Use what it said on the flip side, which we said 5 seconds ago, and tell me why the slap comes to this conclusion. It's very sharp. Tell me why.
So play it safe. In this case, you would be matter because then you have the principle of subject to
rabbi. Exactly. It's very easy if you're not sure to be makil by Dini de Rabbanah. Why? Because the halacha is faking the Rabbanah, is the kula. Whenever there's a doubt about a leniency, it automatically means the halacha is the kula. So it's the easy way to end. Hence, since it's the easy way out, what now becomes the burden of proof? What requires the sharper argument? To be machmir. Therefore, by dine de rabbanan, kayach the isura adif. However, by dine de oraisa, where you don't have to be the world's greatest genius to be machmir, because any element of doubt will already cause you to be machmir. Why? Because sveika de oraisa lechumra. Therefore, you now have to have the burden of proof, and that's why by dine de oraisa, kayach de hetera adif. Kayach de hetera adif.
He's saying that Moi Katan here talking about the raisa now.
You would now have to say that Tzlach would operate with the opinion, that long list of Rishayim who believed that the Issa of Malachim Chalamayit is a Doraisa. Correct. Now, this is all substantiated by two well-known, this whole basis of that Koyach Tehetera does not mean that you have a right to Paskin Lekula all the time, is predicated upon two well-known halachas. One is halacha be'eruvin kedivrei hamekel, and halacha ba'avelus kedivrei hamekel. That's black on blue in the Gemara. Hilchasa be'eruvin kedivrei hamekel, hilchasa ba'avel kedivrei hamekel. So, if the halacha has to, now, avelus is
older
Rabbana. So, if the Gemara has to tell me that the halacha is always like the Mekil by Avelus and Eruvin, what does that tell you about the principle of Koyach de Hetera Adiv? It doesn't mean you always pass the Kula. If the halacha was always Koyach de Hetera Adiv, so whenever there's a machloikis, you should automatically paskin the halacha, no matter what the area of Jewish law was, paskin like the more lenient guy. Why? Because kayach the hetera adiv. Then you would never need a statement to tell me, hilchasa be'avel kedivrei hamekel. Because you would paskin like him anyhow. Why? Because kayach the hetera adiv. Apparently, since there is this reason to document black on blue that by Eruvin and Avelus we take the lenient approach, under those circumstances, that's an indication that the phrase of Koyach de Hetera Adiv is not a flat out license to do whatever you darn please and the Paskin Lekula all the time. And as he said on the previous side, that's the thinking of Kalei Hada'as. People who have no intelligence, they just banter that about 50,000 times. However, he points out, look at that first, go back to the first page, to the last paragraph. Tells us something very important. Ha'amnam matsinu bi'iguna di'itza, we have found when it comes to igun and aguna of women.
Where are you reading?
I'm reading on the first side of the page, the Shut Malami Lahoil, Lahoros, on the first page, the last paragraph.
Okay.
I got it? Shehit Amtsu Rabotenu Limtso Hetera. The rabbis made a greater effort to what? To find a leniency. And he quotes, Ayin Bazeba Chuvas Hamabit, Chuvas Haridbaz, Chem Chuvas Yoshapais. Vichain Letaher Isha Labala. If there was a Hilchus Nida question, Toiskim tried to be as lenient as possible. Ayin b'tshuvas Noida Behuda. Hine vaday shekachoyso darkum sharabaseinu me'oz umei olam. This was no doubt the path of all rabbis for throughout the millennium. Lishkod al takanasan shel benos Yisrael, to pay special attention to the plight of the daughters of Israel, lehotzi mimazger nafsha, to take her out of her self-imprisonment. Ukamay shekasav b'tshuvas habach, shehamatir isha me'igun, hareze kibone churvo achas mechurvos Yerushalayim. If you declare a woman and release her to be married when she was an aguna, it's as if you rebuilt one of the destruction of Yerushalayim. our literature of rabbinic responsa is full of this. Biram, here comes the powerful statement. Biram. Lo osa al das adam meolam lifrot gidrei hora'a ulegabev milin al gabe milin mitor kalus das vidasos ruach vehit pa'arut lifnei amei haaretz. Don't think that what did these rabbis do? Just invent things to what? To be mockery. Oh no. Elisha Rabbi Seinu Chotru Vihitamsu Lahaamik Cheker Biyagia Atsuma Bimikoirois Toroseinu Hakudosha Livdog Veliros Imnimsa Pesach Lahokel Derecho Emes. V'chol hora asam haisam mitor chargada gidola leval yikashlu b'dvar halacha. Uvechol inyan chomor sholchu is divreyem lechavereyem v'rabuseyem gidoyle Yisrael. And for all serious matters, they never allowed themselves to paskin it themselves. Ubitlu da'atam negedas rabbin. And they nullified their own opinion against the consensus of the majority. So he's going there to say, yes, there are areas where people were makel, but it's not that they fabricated halachot, it's not that they looked for convenient excuses. They tried to analyze the halacha and come up wherever possible with a shita. There is, I just close this topic with this, there is one of the most famous ravens in Tamim Deya, where the raven writes, why is it that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi recorded in the Mishnah the minority opinion? Why did he quote Beit Shammai? You think Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't know that the halacha is halacha karabim? The halacha is like Beis Hillel? Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi didn't know the halacha that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon and Hilcha Shabbos? Why bother quoting Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Says the Rambam with a powerful word. He's quoted in the Mishnah so that every Moira Hora in a particular instance will have the liberty to paskin against the normal psak. And that its Torah is as valid as the majority opinion. And that a Moira Hora has the flexibility to paskin like a Das Yachid in certain circumstances. In certain circumstances as to what might be the appropriate halacha. Appropriate halacha. And this idea has become the essence of the debate about some of the suggestions today to address, you know, certain issues that are on the forefront. The critique of, for example, of Rabbi what's his name? In Yerushalayim. The big scholar. We had him as a scholar resident.
Abraham?
No. Not a medical. The one No. He's the zoo doctor. The one who was the matir for women, getting aliyot. No.
Hartman?
No. Who am I thinking about? He wrote the Minhagi Yisrael.
Sperber.
Professor Sperber, who is an outstanding Talmud Chacham. There's no doubt about it. Spectacular Talmud Chacham. And the critique of those who've written against him is because he tries to rely too narrowly on minority opinions as to how to interpret Kfarat Sibur, how to interpret, Tsar, Agmas Nefesh, things like that. So that was the critique against him, that he relies too heavily on that, but it's a bona fide. You have to rive it to rely on. Rive it to rely on. Okay, I'm going to invite them. Now the Gemara forgets about watering for a while and goes into a variety of other issues. Packed issues. Itmar. Ha-menachesh v'hamashke. Menachesh is somebody who weeds, pulls weeds out. V'hamashke mayim l'zroim b'shabbos. Somebody pulls weeds out on Shabbos, or he waters plants on Shabbos. At least that's our girsa Shabbos. Mishumai masrinen bay. What exactly do you warn him when you are administering your warning? The halacha is that in order to punish somebody in Beis Din, it's not sufficient to tell him what you're doing is a davar asur. You have to tell him exactly what the name of the isur is and the punishment that he will suffer as a result. So these two activities are toladot. Neither pulling out weeds nor watering a plant is an av malacha. Because if you think about the av malacha, there are two that involve the earth itself. Choresh, plowing, and Zoraya, planting. So we know what Choresh is. That's the av malacha, to turn over the land. Zoraya is to put the seed in. Everything else is a tolda of something. So when you have a tolda, not only do you have to tell him this tolada, the subcategory is asa midoraisa, you have to tell him which av it happens to be related to. Because if you're not going to, he's going to think, it's not a very serious offense. I'll take my chances with this. Because it's only a tolda. But if you mention the av that it's related to, then he'll take you seriously.
Got to be a Talmud Chacham to give Asra.
What?
Got to be a Talmud Chacham.
100% you have to be a Talmud Chacham to give Asra. That's correct. In fact, according to Rabbi Yossi in Sanhedrin Daf Yud, not only do you have to tell Michayev Misa, you have to tell which Misa. You have to know Sanhedrin also. Is it Skila, Herek, Sreif, and Chenek? So you got to really know a lot. Got to know the Pasuk, the nature of the Iser, and the punishment. That's why Bezin never kills anybody. That's why Bezin never kills anybody, because he'll hang and get it right. Mishumai Masrinibet. So we have a Machloikis, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi. Rabba Amar Mishum Choresh. Rabba says these are Mishum Choresh. Rabbi Yosef Omar Mishum Zareya. Rabbi Yosef says that this is that are both to be categories under Rabbi Yosef, under Zareya. Omar Rabba, Kavasa Didi Mistabra. My logic is better than yours. Ma Darko Shel Choresh Lerufuye Ara. What is the function, the purpose of Harisha? Lirafuye ara, to soften the ground. To soften the ground. That's what you do when you turn it over. You plow, you turn over the ground, you make it softer. Hainami. So too, pulling out weeds softens the ground around it. And watering it certainly softens the ground. Hainami mirapuye ara. Omar Rabbi Yosef, kavasi didi mistabra. My logic is far more compelling than yours. Ma darko shel zorea litzmuche peira. What is the essence of zorea? To grow fruit. Hachanami mitzmach peira. By pulling out the weeds, it allows the other things to grow better. By watering the plant, it enables it to flourish and to grow. Therefore, I believe that it's more analogous to what? To what? To Zoraya. Good. Yeah. Couple of more lines, then we'll see how the Egle Tal is going to reinterpret this Tosis and claim it's not talking about Shabbos, but rather Yom Tov. Talk a couple more lines. Omalei Abayi L'Rabba L'Ditcha Kasha. Ola Rabbi Yosef Kasha. I have a question against both of you. Lididcha Kasha, Mishum Choresh in, Mishum Zorea lo. You want to claim that what your activity of watering is, that it softened the land. But you mean to tell me softening does not enable growth? Of course it does. The Rabbi Yosef also Kasha, Mishum Zorea in, Mishum Choresh lo. According to Rabbi Yosef, yes, you might think it's more analogous to what? To planting. But you can't deny the fact that it also softens the land. So it should be Chayiv Mishim Choresh. V'chi teima kol hecha di'ika tarte lo mechayiv elachada. If you would like to suggest that what? That whenever you have two malachos, you can only be held accountable for one. Amar Rav Kahana. Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. achas mishum noteya the achas mishum kotzer. If somebody prunes a tree because there are some dead branches that are not producing apples, so you are chayev mishum noteya because you are enabling the other branches to produce better fruit without being crushed by the dead branches. Plus, if you need the wood, you chayev mishum kotzer. If you plan on using the wood for firewood, so you chayev too. So the same activity can lead to two things, to two different things. So why does you, Abaye, why do you, Rabba, say it's only Choresh? Why do you, Rabbi Yosef, say it's only Zoreya? Both of your activities both fit both definitions. So why did you say it only is one of them to exclude the other? Answer them, Kasha. I don't have a good answer.
According to Abaye, Choresh and Zoreya are the same thing.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are. They both do this. If you can say a Choresh, whatever helps Choresh also helps Zoreya.
No, it doesn't. Turning over the land doesn't plant anything.
Makes it softer, makes it grow.
No, until you put a seed in, nothing is growing. You can plow everything until you put a seed, nothing's growing. Guarantee that. Even though I am not a pirate. I'm not a farmer, but I can almost guarantee that. Nothing's going to grow if you do plowing. Just plowing. Here we're talking about pulling out weeds in a place where there's something growing. So you want to get the weeds out to facilitate better growth. Watering, only if you put the seed in is they're going to water. If you water a field that has not been planted, ain't nothing growing. So therefore, ask the Gemara, both of them should be... So Gemara is stuck with an answer. I don't have the answer. So Tosfos, take a look at Chayiv Shtayim, Tosfos B'divrei Masechta Chayiv Shtayim on the right hand side of the page. Halfway through the Tosfos, the Ikasha. If you would like to ask, Hada Aminim B'Duch Achrite, the Gemara says in many other places, Mishum Risha Achas Ato Mechayvoi. That whenever somebody does one activity with two consequences, you can only prosecute him for what? For one of them. So asks Tosfos, well, there is such a rule. Everybody knows. I always use the same illustration. Somebody is shooting an arrow to kill somebody. And it goes through somebody's backyard where somebody is hanging up their laundry, their sheets. And it rips a hole in the sheets, kills the guy, and damages the property. You don't have to pay for the property. Because Mishum Risha Achas Ato Mechayvei Vein Ato Mechayvei Mishum Shtei Rishayim. It's like, that's to determine which one do you get. You get Misa, the more chomer one. But the principle is you need that Chomer D'Rabbeinu is only determined which one you get. But first you have to establish you can only get one. That's based on a Pasuk in Parshat Kiseitzei, Kidei Rish'ato. Drash, Mishim Risha Achas Ato Mechayvo, Ve'ein Ato Mechayvo, Mishim Shtei Roshayo. Asks Tosfos, so what's the whole discussion here about Chayv Shtayim? Either he's going to be Chayv Mishum Zoreya, or he's going to be Chayv Mishum Choresh. It can't be both.
Is that really the discussion here? Didn't we all start off by saying, what's the Hasra?
Tosfos is going, right. But the assumption is that if you get the Hasra right, what's going to happen? It's going to lead to both punishments. It's going to lead to, right. Tosfos is not talking about the primary issue. But if you get the Hasra right, so let's assume you have both of them. What are you going to have to do? You have to warn him for Zoreya and warn him for...
You can only kill the guy once.
So look what Tosfos answers.
If it's Peshogeg,
answers Tosfos.
Bring one or two chatas.
No, it's not what he answers.
I didn't see it yet.
Tritz hachi. Kigon de'ika miso malkus. Avotarti mili de'asiren de'damila hadodi b'shtei malkios... Tarvayu chad rishahu v'lo mima'ute mirish aso. What does Tosfos say? When does the rule apply? When you have Misa and Malkus, Misa and Mamon. And when you have two malchus, the rule doesn't apply. So how does that answer the question in our Gemara? What are we dealing with? Hamenachesh or Hamashke Mayim B'Shabbos? What's the punishment for doing it? The mezid is skila. B'shogeg kom chatas. So what's Tosis? How can a couple of Mount Malchus? That we can continue the discussion, and it's not a violation of Mishum Risha Achas, because you can issue multiple Malkios. Therefore, says the Egle Tau, just change one word. Not Hamenachesh B'Shabbos, but Hamenachesh B'Yomtov. And on Yomtov, the punishment is only Malkus. No Misa for being Mechal Yomtov.
Mezid is Malkus?
Mezid is Malkus. Shogay. And there is no Chi of Korban.
So if it's Shogay, then it's...
Nothing. You do Tshuva, you say, Al-Chet Shechatanu Lefanecha B'Chilu Yomtov. That's it. You do Tshuva. Because in order to have a Chi of Korban, the penalty has to be death, had it been done by Mezid. So therefore, the Egle Tal says, based on this line of Tosfos, I now read the Gemara and say Hamenachesh v'Hamashke Mayim B'Yomtov. So one said it's Zoreya, one said it's Choresh. Ask the Gemara, why can't you have both? Answer is you could have. I don't know. Why? What would be the consequence of having both? You'd issue two sets of malchus. Either is a penalty rule Mishim Risha Achas Hatamechayvel V'Yatamechayvel Mishim Shtei Rishayos. What's the answer? It doesn't apply to Malkus. What does it apply to? Only to Misa and Malkus, or Misa and Mamo. But to Malkios, it's all considered Risha Achas Kacha Omer Atosvot. Therefore says the Egle Tal, change the Girsa in the Gemara. Change the gear.
I don't know the punishment for Yontif Mezid is not Misa, or what do we?
Because the Torah doesn't say Bichalalecha Mois Yumas. Torah only says Komalechas Avoida Lo Ta'asu. That's a lot. In order to be Chiyav Skila or any Misa, the Torah explicitly has to stipulate the death penalty.
And an explanation why this place is here?
What?
I mean, any explanation why?
Maybe we'll get to it. I guess we'll see. We'll see. That's a good question. We'll see. Because he was talking about the watering on Chol HaMoed, and he's talking about watering on Yom Tov. That's good. That's right. No, hey, you know,
right.
That's probably it.
But if it's Shabbos, it doesn't work.
If it's Shabbos, that's another thing. It's got nothing. Yeah.
Okay, so Abaya.
Yeah.
Maybe Abaya.
Finally, we'll close with the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch says, I don't have time to read it inside, if you want to look at it tonight, after the net game, you can check that the Nets started at 8 o'clock.
What are the Nets? What is
the
that?
Nets.
What is that?
So right. Nets and the Yankees are winning 4-1 by the time when they got here. You came late. What was the score?
I didn't
check? I can understand if you come late to get an extra score. But otherwise, I'm going to wait to come late.
You said that to me for a little bit.
But getting a progress report.
Marcus,
a progress report, coming late. So, Minchas Chinuch asks as follows. By a malacha, why is the halacha that you have to identify which malacha it is? Does the Torah ever say lo tachrosh? Or lo tofeh? The Torah doesn't say that. What does the Torah say? Lo tasa kol malacha. So everything is really included under one lav. Under one lav. Lo ta'aseh kol malacha. Why do I have to mention the specific one? Fixing the spinning wheel. You know, one of those. That's, I have no idea what they're talking about. You know, the spinning wheel, the waff, and this. You know, chassis vare. You know, why don't you mention it? He says sharp. Listen to this sharp word that Minchas Chinuch says. There is an opinion in the Gemara, Machloikis, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Nassan, where the Havara lechalek yatzas or lelav yatzas. In Parshas Vayakel, Shmot chapter 35, verse 3, the Torah says, Lo sevaru eish b'chol mosh v'secha b'yom ha-shabbos. Ask the Gemara, why do I have to mention Havara? It's one of the 39 malachas. So there is an opinion that it's only lilav yatzas, to tell you that creation of a fire is not punished by death, it's only a lav. That's why I understand why it's meant singled out. Why it should be singled out? You have to ask the Rabbanu Shlomo. There is another opinion that says lechalik yatzas. Lechalik means to teach you that in order to be chayiv misa, you don't have to do all 39 malachas. Any one of the 39 already triggers the chayiv misa. So it's lichalek. So lichalek, it could have been any one of the 39 malach. It didn't have to be lo sevar oesh. Any one would be enough. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Alondas. It's not just that it's lichalek yatzas. You know what lichalek yatzas means? It's as if every one of the malachos were written black on white. Not just lo sevaru esh. What else did it mean? Lo tacharosh, lo tizra, lo ta'amer, lo tivror, lo whatever, tadush, you know, everything. So therefore, each malacha is as if it's written black and white in the Torah. Well, if it's written black and white in the Torah, that is the Isur which you violate. Hence, you have to mention specifically what the Malacha is, and it's not enough to have the broad consensus called Lo Ta'aseh Ko Malacha. We'll stop here, and we'll continue next to Rach.
6:48.
What?
6:48.
6:4. Okay.